I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, Native Vote advocates highlight summer outreach and a Northern California tribe celebrates getting land back. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump took to the stage Tuesday night for their first presidential debate. During the 90-minute debate, the candidates did not directly mention tribes, but covered a number of issues impacting Indian country, from healthcare to climate change to reproductive rights. While the candidates talked about where they stand on the issues, Native Vote advocates and Native organizations are working on voter and election education, engagement, and outreach. New findings that look at Native Americans participating in elections are mixed. But North Dakota outreach leaders say they're coming off a strong summer of civic engagement. The Native American Rights Fund last month reported national growth trends among tribal populations for voter turnout, including a 14 percentage point increase between 2018 and 2020. But because of longstanding barriers, there's still a significant gap compared with non-Hispanic white voters. In responding to those concerns, Erica Red Tomahawk with North Dakota Native Vote says her team connected with people at powwows across reservations in North Dakota. Red Tomahawk says staff did chat with some individuals who felt a disconnect with the voting process. She says for groups like hers, those conversations are vital because the goal is to assist tribal voters in understanding that their voice matters. Her group engaged with more than 200 prospective voters at summer events who received information on polling locations and voter ID requirements. She's optimistic that the energy from these events will result in stronger voter turnout this fall. A Northern California tribe is celebrating its receipt of nearly 500 acres of coastal ranch land north of San Francisco. As Jacob Resnick reports, the Federated Indians of Grayton Rancheria received the property from a conservation group seeking to return ancestral lands to tribal entities. Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin and Navajo Nation Council Speaker Crystalyn Curley were among those to attend the U.S. Department of the Interior Secretary's Tribal Advisory Committee meeting this week, hosted by Secretary Deb Haaland in Washington, D.C. The two-day meeting with federal agencies brought together tribal representatives from the 12 Bureau of Indian Affairs regions. Among issues Navajo leaders discussed, water rights, improving infrastructure, and efforts to stop the transportation of uranium ore through Navajo land. The advisory committee is intended to ensure tribal leaders have direct contact and communication with top officials. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.